You are listening to a summary of Islamic Finance and Anti-Money Laundering and Combating the Financing of Terrorism, AML/CFT. A report by Nadim Kiriako Saad, Manuel Vasquez, Chadi El Khoury and Ars Elmer.
The global financial system has identified and implemented measures against money laundering, ML, and terrorist financing, TF. But international experts have not extensively studied how such risks may impinge on Islamic finance. The criminal exploitation of gaps in safeguards among nations can pose threats to the global financial infrastructure. No evidence suggests that Islamic finance faces ML/TF risks that differ from those confronting traditional banking, but this does not necessarily mean that precautions in one system will translate effectively to the other. This enlightening report from the International Monetary Fund provides a robust analysis that identifies some of these potential hazards, and Get Abstract recommends it to policymakers and financial professionals.
Experts today have a solid understanding of how money laundering, ML, and terrorist financing, TF, activities operate in and threaten the mainstream financial system. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, is an organization of international policymakers that sets laws governing ML/TF countermeasures. The enforcement of these rules, however, depends on the strength of a country's legal institutions, as well as its willingness and ability to comply with FATF protocols. Wrongdoers can exploit nations with weak enforcement, thereby endangering their capital flows, financial institutions' stability and investments. But scarce knowledge exists about the ML/TF risks in Islamic finance. In 2014, some 400 Islamic banks held $1.4 trillion in assets in more than 70 locations, primarily in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia. In their host nations, Islamic financial institutions operate side by side and in competition with traditional banks. Islamic and mainstream banking diverge in that the former follows Sharia law, which dictates usury, free loans, and forbids capital investment in items and services such as tobacco and other drugs, alcohol, pork products, gambling, speculation, pornography, and armaments and destructive weapons. Currently, no evidence suggests that the Islamic financial industry faces ML/TF risks that differ from those in traditional banking. But this doesn't mean that precautions in one system will translate effectively to the other. Policymakers haven't sufficiently established whether the inherent dissimilarities in these models could lead to greater ML/TF abuse. As a result, FATF edicts are standard across both Islamic and conventional financing operations. A major concern about Islamic finance is that some of its host countries are unable to fully comply with FATF protocols. Islamic finance may also pose other risks to the containment of ML/TF monetary flows, such as in customer identification, complex Islamic financial instruments, and the competencies of banking personnel. FATF members should engage with Islamic finance executives to garner a more thorough understanding of the factors necessary for building more comprehensive anti-money laundering measures and laws to combat the financing of terrorism.